Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities say three police officers were fatally shot and two wounded in southern Pennsylvania, and the shooter was killed by police. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris confirmed that multiple officers were killed.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York. They are currently listed in critical but stable condition.
Governor Josh Shapiro said Wednesday the state is grieving and that we need to do better as a society. The shooting erupted in the area of North Codoros Township, west of Philadelphia and not far from the Maryland state line. President Trump's new appointee to the Federal Reserve wants a bigger rate cut than the quarter of a percentage point reduction. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump economic advisor Stephen Miron was a late addition to the Fed's Board of Governors this week, and he stood alone after the interest rate announcement. Miron was the only Fed policymaker who dissented from the decision to cut rates by a quarter of a point. Miron preferred a larger half-point cut, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said later there wasn't very much support for the bigger size cut among Fed officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Utah sheriff says the 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk was afraid of being shot by police and agreed to surrender as long as it was done peacefully. Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby says Tyler Robinson appeared quiet and somber when he turned himself in with his parents last Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 260 points. This is SRN News. Opening briefs have been filed in a major Supreme Court case.
The states of Idaho and West Virginia have put in their initial paperwork with the justices on a case that challenges both states' laws barring males from competing against females in sports. They are getting help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and President Kristen Wagner says, quote, "These states' common sense laws restore fairness and safety for female athletes across the nation." A decision from the court is expected next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Amanda Sechrist of Coastal Carolina University says, "I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is at risk. U.S. institutions and legislators must not depart from the federal law's original intent." This is SRN News. Ukraine expects to have a $3.5 billion fund soon to buy weapons from the U.S.
The fund is known as the Prioritized Ukraine Requirements List. It pools contributions from NATO members, excluding the U.S., to purchase American weapons. President Volodymyr Zelensky mentioned that the first shipments will include missiles for Patriot air defense systems and munitions for rocket launchers. A U.S.-Ukraine fund to boost investments in Ukraine's mineral sector is also set to launch with $150 million. This fund aims to spur reconstruction and military aid. John Scott reporting.
The latest Russian overnight aerial attacks caused disruption to Ukrainian rail and power services. In addition, a Russian glide bomb struck a town in the southern Kherson region. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.